With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israeli officials say three people were fatally shot at the border crossing between the West Bank and Jordan this weekend. The military says the gunman on this morning approached the Allenby Bridge crossing from the Jordanian side in a truck and opened fire at Israeli security forces who killed the assailant. Says the three killed were Israeli civilians. Israeli first responders say the victims are men in their 50s. There's a recall on for Ram pickup trucks. Do you have one?
Stellantis is recalling nearly 1.5 million Ram pickup trucks worldwide to fix a software problem that can disable the electronic stability control system. The recall is for certain trucks from the 2019 and 2021 through 2024 model years, mainly in North America. Stellantis says the trucks may have anti-lock brake software that could inadvertently shut down the stability control, which manages the throttle and brakes to avoid skidding. If that happens, the automaker says the brakes would still work. Stellantis says it's not aware of this problem causing any crashes or injuries. I'm Mike Hempen.
Another offshore wind project in New Jersey is encountering turbulence.
Leading Light Wind is asking the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities to give it a pause through late December on its plan to build an offshore wind farm off the coast. The company says it's having difficulty securing a manufacturer for turbine blades for the project off Long Beach Island. Now it's currently without a supplier.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Vietnamese officials say at least 114 people have died and 176 others been injured after Typhoon Yagi slammed the country's north. Heavy downpours will continue in its waning moments. At least 3 million people are in the dark, too. This is SRN News. Sweetbriar College in Virginia has instituted an admissions policy that bars males from enrolling in the women-only school. The decision makes the private liberal arts school an outlier among the nation's diminished number of women's colleges, most of whom have embraced transgenderism. Sweetbriar officials say their decision stems from the will of its founder, who died in 1900. The school says the document requires that it be, quote, a place of girls and young women. It must be interpreted as it was understood back then. Iran's foreign ministry has summoned the Australian ambassador over the publication of photos from a celebration in the embassy to mark Australia's LGBT National Pride Day, which was September 1st. The ministry condemned the photos on social media as insulting and contrary to Islam and Islamic culture. In response, Australian Ambassador Ian McConville said his country had not insulted Iran or its culture. Homosexuality is illegal in Iran. This is SRN News. The NCAA is regrouping after a major settlement to its antitrust lawsuits was not preliminarily approved.
In a letter to NCAA member schools, President Charlie Baker says a preliminary approval hearing for a landmark $2.78 billion antitrust lawsuit settlement, quote, did not go as we hoped. He says the association and major conferences are trying to address the judge's concerns about parts of the agreement. The proposal college sports leaders believe is pivotal to reshaping the enterprise and getting out from the constant threat of litigation ran into a significant hurdle Thursday night when U.S. District Judge Claudia Wilkin declined to grant a request for preliminary approval. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Today, on this date in history, today, Sunday, September the 8th, 252nd day of 2024. It was on this date in 1504 that Michelangelo's David was unveiled to the public for the first time in Florence. This is SRN News.